How excited are you for your first game?
Pretty excited. I mean, we've been banging around with each other for a little while. It's gonna be fun to start hitting somebody else and playing against other guys, playing against other DBs.
What are your expectations?
I expect it to be similar to practice. Physical, fast. We got a good defense, and they give us good looks, so I expect the same thing.
Sterling, you got a chance to go up against another pretty highly regarded rookie, Eli Apple, in practice today. What was that like for you?
I go against him all the time, so. But iron sharpens iron. We're both getting better. Just trying to learn the schemes, and he's trying to learn the schemes, and I'm trying to learn the plays, so doing the same thing.
What makes him difficult to go against?
Like I said before, just his length. It's been strong, got good feet. So it's kind of hard in the red zone, especially when you don't have much space, especially dealing with a guy like that that's ranging.
Are you interested in seeing how your success on the practice field translates over to a game?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like the saying, I mean, you practice like you play. So I try to give it 100% effort at practice at all times. Because it truly does show up in the game, so I expect that.
Are you picking up any kind of like tips or guidance from guys like ERC, Jenkins, you know, veteran guys?
Yeah, I definitely, one-on-ones, if something doesn't go my way, then I'm always quick to ask DRC, like, what tipped him off, what I did to tip him off, or show him what angle I'm going to go at. So, yeah, I try to learn from those guys. I'm always out there trying to learn, so. I'm definitely asking those guys questions.
Sterling, McAdoo said something early in camp. He pulled you aside during special teams and had something to say. He said you needed to work on some things there. What exactly was he talking to you about? How do you feel like those adjustments are coming?
That happens all the time. I mean, he pulls me over all the time, so I don't know which specific moment you're talking about. But
basically, he said we know what he can do as a receiver. Just want to see him clean some things up on special teams.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's just different technique, just different things with the special teams. I didn't do much in college. I did a punt return. They got me doing some other things out here that's kind of new to me. So, but I'm getting it down. I'm still learning, and it's coming along, though.
You got a chance to work with KJ May at the Senior Bowl. What's it like working with him this morning?
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. We were at the Senior Bowl talking to each other, wondering where we're going to end up, and we ended up at the same spot. I love working with him. He's quick in and out of his breaks. I try to take something from each and every guy out there that I can use in my game. And he's so low to the ground, he can get out of his cuts real fast. So I try to look at his feet sometimes.
What can you learn from watching the relationship between Eli and Odell?
That's the way it's supposed to be. There's things that go along with that Odell's had to gain his trust, and I'm still trying to pick those things up. So that's what the quarterback receiver relationship is supposed to be like.
What do they do that maybe you're not at the level with him yet that just flows naturally, kind of?
This offense is based on like timing, so I'm still getting the timing down. They just click like that. They've been working with each other for a while, so he knows where Odell's going to be, and Odell knows where he's going to put it. So,
as you head into Friday, are you sitting there going, the most important thing for me is to run the patterns right, or is it, let me take one to the house and show everybody what I could do?
I think a little bit of both. I mean, I want to be able to run my routes correctly, and if I run my routes correctly, then I'll be able to take it to the house. So, it's both of them.
How many snaps do you expect to play on Friday night?
I have no idea.
Is it a big deal for you, the first preseason game?
Oh, yeah, of course. I mean, it's my first time being able to put on the Giants uniform. Every time I step on the field, I want to give my max effort, and I don't want to put any sloppy film on there, so definitely.
Still, this could directly impact your responsibilities quickly. You may have to get a whole bunch more responsibilities in a real short period of time. Have you allowed yourself to think about that? Do you know what kind of pressure that is?
I just, honestly, coming into this thing, that's been my mindset the whole time. You never know what's going to happen, so you just got to be ready. And I feel like I've been carrying a big load, trying to learn all the positions on the field, inside and outside. So that's kind of been my mindset the whole time. So it's not that big of a deal.
Sterling, obviously you come in second round pick. There are expectations for you. When you look around the room and when you're watching some of the guys who are, your age coming in with you, making plays, Roger and Darius and even Tavares King in his second year, what are you thinking? I mean, that kind of competition, does that put pressure on everyone else to perform to that level?
Yeah, I mean, we all try to put pressure on each other. It's just going to intensify the play effort on the practice field. So, we're all trying to make plays. Everybody's trying to make the team, so of course you're going to have guys giving it their all, and guys like you mentioned are doing a great job, especially Roger and Darius and all those guys.
What do you think about
last question, Gus?
You hear it. You hear it when you're on social media. You hear people say stuff to you. There's a lot of hype about what people think you can do. What do you think of all of it?
Really, you just got to tune all the outside stuff out, and that's just what I do. I mean, I've been doing that since college. The media is going to talk, people are going to talk, but you just can't let that type of stuff get to your head. You got to focus on what you got to do. And I've been dealing with that since college, so it's nothing new.